गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो। सर्वेभ्यः हृत्पूर्वक नमस्काराः। ध्यान श्लोकैः प्रारंभं कुर्मः। पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्बत्वाम् अनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणीं। नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे फुल्लारविन्दायतपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णः प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयः प्रदीपः। वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। सर्वेभ्यः नमस्काराः। राम राम राम। अवर् सिन्सियर् हार्ट्फेल्ट् प्रणाम्स् टु आल् फ्रेण्ड्स् हु आर् अटेण्डिङ्ग् दिस् डिस्कशन् सीरीस्। With salutation to Lord Ganesha, our acharyas, our parents, elders, well-wishers, let's try to embark on this divine journey of introducing ourselves to Gita Mata. Starting here with the first light, let us take a step back and see what we are actually trying to achieve. Why are we trying to study श्रीमद् भगवद्गीता? प्रयोजनम् अनुद्दिश्य न मन्दोऽपि प्रवर्तते इत्युक्तिः प्रसिद्धा एव। प्रयोजनं विना कोऽपि मनुष्यः किमपि कार्यं न करोति। अत्र पश्यामश्चेत् सनातनधर्मस्य मूलभूत आधारस्तम्भाः वेदाः। द फौण्डेशन् आफ् सनातनधर्म इस् द वेदास्। विद् ज्ञाने इति धातोः निष्पन्नः वेदशब्दः। द वर्ड् वेद हेस् बीन् ओरिजिनेटेड् फ्रम् द रूट् विद् विच् मीन्स् नालेज्। सो वेद इस् अ पवर् हौस् आफ् नालेज् एण्ड् दीस् वेदास् हव् बीन् डिवैडेड् इन् टु फोर् पार्ट्स् नेम्लि ऋग्वेद, यजुर्वेद, सामवेद एण्ड् अथर्वणवेद बै श्री महर्षि वेदव्यास फार् द कन्वीनियन्स् आफ् स्टडीङ्ग् फार् ईज़् आफ् स्टडीस्। प्रत्येकस्मिन् वेदे अग्रे संहिताभागः, ब्राह्मणभागः, आरण्यकभागः, उपनिषद्भागः वर्तते। इन् ईच् आफ् द वेदास् फर्दर् वी हेव् द संहिताभाग। फार् एक्साम्पल् वी हेव् ऋग्वेदसंहिता, ऋग्वेदब्राह्मणभाग, ऋग्वेदास् अरण्यकभाग एण्ड् ऋग्वेदास् उपनिषद्भाग। दीस् वेदास् आर् इन् द वेदिक् सान्स्क्रिट् लेङ्ग्वेज् and to understand them again Maharishi Vedavyasa has also helped us with the Puranas and Mahabharata, and Sri Valmiki has helped us with Ramayana. There are two itihasas and 18 Puranas through which we can try to understand the Vedas. The two itihasas, itiha asa, which is the two epics, are Ramayanam, Srimad Ramayanam written by Sri Valmiki, and Sri Mahabharatam written by Sri Vedavyasa. And we have the 18 Puranas, Ashtadasha Puranani, which are also written by Sri Vedavyasa. Itihasa Puranabhyam Vedam Samupa Brahmayet Iti Suktistuvayam Sarve Jani Maha Eva. Through the Itihasa and Purana, Vedam Samupa Brahmayet. Try to understand the pure intentions and the meaning of the Vedas. In that of these we have the Mahabharata, and Bharatam Panchamo Vedah Pratiparvam Rasodayam Yadi Hasti Tadanyatra Yenne Hastina Kutrachit is the famous shloka which tells the greatness of Sri Mahabharata. Bharatam Panchamo Vedah. Again, Sriman Mahabharata is also considered as the fifth Veda. And Yadi Hasti Tadanyatra Yen Nehasti Na Kutrachit. Yat Iha Asti, what is there here in Mahabharata, Tat Anyatra, that is there elsewhere also in the world. Yat Iha Nasti, Tat Anyatra Kutrapi Api Nasti. What is not there here in Mahabharata is not there anywhere else in the world also. So it is again a great encyclopedia of knowledge with details and matters, subject matters varying from political science, astronomy, physics, psychological behaviors, social relations, dharma shastra, stri dharma, vritti dharma, moral values, and many other details in it. Thus, we have come from the Vedas, we come to the Mahabharatas, the Puranas, and the Itihasas, and then we are now coming to the part where we are actually starting this journey. In the Mahabharata, very secretly encapsulated is Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the 700 shlokas, which again give the full essence of Mahabharata and the full essence of Veda, wherein the destination of both the Vedas and Srimad Bhagavad Gita is finally the same, to attain the Parabrahman. Coming to the next part of Vaigita, if we see, lot of Puranas and great people have experienced Srimad Bhagavad Gita. They have felt their comfort with Gita Mata, and they have achieved and realized the Parabrahman through the Gita. So if we read through these also, we get a more convinced answer to the question, why Srimad Bhagavad Gita? Two shlokas from Varaha Puranam helps us to know the greatness of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Mahapapati papani Gita dhyanam karoti chet kvachit sparsham nakurvanti nalini dala mambuvat. Mahapapa ati papa. There are five mahapatakas: Brahmahananam, Surapanam, Swarnasteyam, Guru Talpagamanam, Tat Samsargah. These five Mahapapas are there, and then Atipatakas, Upapatakas are also there. The various sins which we commit intentionally, unintentionally, knowingly, unknowingly, in public, in private. So there are various not so good, non-dharmic activities which we do, which is only here called as Papas. Through the Adhyayanam of Gita, all these Papas, Kvachit Sparsham Na Kurvanti, they dare not even touch that person, like Nalini Dala Mambuvat. A similar word we can also see in the Bhagavad Gita, Padma Patra Mivambhasa, like a drop of water on the lotus leaf. It does not even touch, it just stays there, but even in the end it is not able to touch the leaf, and it just falls down. Similarly, by the Adhyayanam of Gita, a man gets reformed by himself, and all these Mahapatakas, Upapatakas, the bad activities which are there, just slowly trickle out of him, and he becomes a liberated soul. That is the overall meaning of the shloka. Gitayaha pustakam yatra, yatra pathaha pravartate, tatra sarvani tirthani, prayagadini tatravai. In the starting of Srimad Bhagavata, Srimad Bhagavatakhyoyam Pratyaksha Krishna Evahi goes one of the shlokas. Srimad Bhagavata is in the Pratyaksha form of Shri Krishna. Mahavishnu has taken various avatars. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tada atmanam srijamyaham. So he has taken various forms, in the form of a fish, Matsyavatara, Kurmavatara in the form of a tortoise, Varahavatara, a wild boar, Nrisimhavatara, half man and half lion, Vamanavatara, a dwarf, Ramavatara, a complete man, Krishnavatara, Dhira Lalita Avatara. Thus, various forms of avataras have been taken. Later, he has even taken avatara as plants and trees, Ashwatha Vriksha, and example as Ashwatha Vriksha. Then he has also taken avatara in various in seconds and in minutes. Similarly, when we see Sri Krishna at the end of his Dwaraka stay, at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, finally people ask him, where would we find you again? He says, you can find me in the Srimad Bhagavata book, in the Grantha itself. Srimad Bhagavata Khyoyam Pratyaksha Krishna Evahi. Similarly, the Bhagavad Gita is not a mere book. It is the Krishna Paramatma himself. It is a way of living. At different planes, if we see, Srimad Bhagavad Gita is a way of living. It is the dharmic way of living, which it advises us to be so. And Srimad Bhagavad Gita, again, Gita Mata, she is a mother for all of us. And Gita Grantha is Pratyaksha Krishna only. So, Gita Yaha Pustakam Yatra, Yatra Pathaha Pravartate. Shloka Ardhamva, Shloka Padamva goes later on when we go through the Mahima, we can see that a half of a shloka or even a pada, a quarter of a shloka chanting every day gives immense benefits to the human mind, human soul and the human brain. So, Gita Yaha Pustakam Yatra, Yatra Pathaha Pravartate, Tatra Sarvani Tirthani Prayagadini Tatravai. Going to Punyakshetras, going to Prayaga, the holy Sangama of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, all those benefits, whatever cleansing we would get from the Prayaga, we do get through the Adhyayanam of Gita Mata. As the saying goes, as food is to the body, prayer is to the soul, so Gita Mata cleanses our soul and we become very pure. Sarve devascha rishayah yoginah pannagaschaye gopala gopika vapi naradodhava parshadaihi. Where Srimad Bhagavad Gita is being recited, where she is being listened to, where she is being respected, adored, followed, implemented, there we have all the divine people, the devas, the rishis, the yogis, the pannagas, the gopalas, gopika, narada, uddhava, and all their parshadas, the people who are along with them. Hence, by the adhyayanam of Gita, we get all the divine attributes also. Further, some more shlokas, which again reiterate and strongly convince us for the question, why Gita? We need to answer this question not only for ourselves, for the general people also, so that we can make people aware of the greatness of this, such a very simple Grantha, and how it can change people's lives, and how the entire world can become a better place to live in. Gita Shastram Idam Punyam Yav Pathet Prayatav Pumane Vishnov Padam Avapnoti Bhaya Shokadi Varjitah. A person is removed from fear and sadness, two great things which always afflict a human being. So, Bhaya Shokadi Varjitah Vishnov Padam Avapnoti. In a spiritual way, he gets the Vishnu Pada, he attains the Vishnu Pada, the ultimate state. But in another plane, if we see, in a psychological plane, he is so blissful and happy when a person is removed from fear and sadness. He gets the state of bliss and realization. Gita adhyena shilasya pranayama parasya cha naiva santihi papani purva janma kritani cha. Again, a very excellent shloka. When we go to Tirtha Kshetras, when we do lot of pujas, and when we do lot of rituals and activities, the sankalpa which goes is something like this. Mahapataka, Anupataka, Upapataka, Atirikta, and Adya Janma Krita Papa Nivaranartham only. So most of these activities only help us remove the papas or sins or non-dharmic activities which we have done only in this janma. But Gita Mata helps us. Purva janma kritani cha papani purva janma kritani cha, which we have done in the previous births also. Next shloka, if we see again a very powerful shloka. Mala nirmochanam pumsam jalasnanam dine dine sakrit gitambhasi snanam samsara malanashanam. By taking bath every day, jalasnanam dine dine, mala nirmochanam pumsam mala nirmochanam bhavati, all the bodily dirts which we have gets removed. Sakrit gitambhasi snanam, what is the greatness of Gita? Sakrit, sakrit means once. Sakrit gitambhasi snanam, taking bath once in Gita Mata with great devotion and with understanding her once in our life. Samsara malanashanam, we are removed of all the dirts of this worldly desires and worldly pleasures. Whatever we have, we will be fully removed out of all these. Thus, if simple 700 shlokas can give us such an immense benefit, I think we should run and embrace Gita Mata. Gita Sugita Kartavya Kimanyaihi Shastra Vistaraihi Yasvayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmad Vinisrita. We have seen lot of Shastra Granthas. Manvadini, Agastyadini, Angirasadini, Gautamadini. We have seen all the Shastras written by various people and have taken immense benefit. The entire legal coding system has been taken very much from the Yajnavalkya Smriti. The property laws, if you see, has been taken, borrowed heavily from Yajnavalkya Smriti. The human dharma, Stri dharma, the human dharma has, which the legal system now has been borrowed immensely from Manu Shastra. Then the current economical details, lot has been immensely borrowed from Arthashastra, Kautilya. Thus we have various people who have written Shastra Granthas and we have benefited immensely. So if we are about to study a Shastra Grantha, the Gita Shastra, which has come directly from the Padmanabha's mouth, who has created all these people like Manu, Angirasa and others, who has created these people, then I think the greatness can never be explained by us. Yasvayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmat Vinisrita Sa Gita Shastra Avashyam Kartavya Avashyam Adhyetavya Asmabihi. The next shloka, Bharatamrita Sarvasvam Vishnur Vaktra Vinisritam Gita Gangodakam Pitva Punarjanma Navidyate. Very simple. By drinking the Gita Ganga, Punarjanma Navidyate. By trying to understand Srimad Gita Mata, by implementing her in our daily life, by following the lifestyle which has been advised by Gita Mata, we will surely reach a state of bliss and contentment. With no ashas, with no papa punya phalas, renouncing everything, we will of course not have the Punarjanma. It is so logical also. And the Mahatmya Shloka also reiterates the fact, Gita Gangodakam Pitva Punarjanma Navidyate. The next shloka, Sarvopanishado Gavo Dogdha Gopalanandanaha Partho Vatsaha Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gita Amrutam Mahat. Keeping Partha as the calf and all the Upanishads as the cow, and the milker being Gopalanandanaha Shri Krishna, let us all drink the milk of Gita Mata. As we drink milk every day and it strengthens our bones, Gita Mata would strengthen our souls and would give us immense benefit. Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva Eko Mantras Tasya Nama Niyani Karmapyekam Tasya Devasya Seva. Ekam Shastram, a single Shastra is enough for us. Devaki Putra Gitam Ekaha Devaha, a single God, Devaki Putra himself, is enough for us. Because anyways, finally, Sarvadeva namaskaraha keshavam pratigacchati. All the godly, the namaskaras, what we do, finally goes to Keshava. So, eko devaha, devaki putra eva, who is in the form of Parabrahman. Eko mantrastasya namani yani, chanting his name, is the greatest mantra what we should be telling. Karma pekam tasya devasya seva. And the only duty which we have is serving the Lord and following the Srimad Gita Mata. Let us now try to see what the great people, what we have seen, we have been with, or we have experienced through our elders, what they have experienced through Gita Mata, so that let not the next generation kids also ask us this. These are all Purana sayings. Give us some contemporary examples or experiences. So once a great person went to Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa and asked him, what is the greatest thing what I should do to follow the Sanatana Dharma? To read what he said exactly, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa tells him, you see, there is no need to read too much of the scriptures. If you read too much, you will be inclined to reason and argue. Just try to repeat the word Gita 10 times, and that is the essence of the entire Srimad Bhagavad Gita. In other words, let's just try to repeat the word Gita. Gita, 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 Tyagi, Tyagi, Tyagi. Finally, we come to the word Tyagi, which means nothing but renunciation. Renunciation of the fruits of action, renunciation of the worldly pleasures, and renouncing out of all these, all the Kama, Krodhadi, Arishad Vargas. If we try to link this to the Vedas again, we have the Yajurveda. In the Yajurvedas, we have the Vedanta Bhaga, which is the Upanishad Bhaga. Again, in the Taittiriya Samhita, in the fourth Bhaga of that, if we see the one line which clearly advocates Parabrahma Sadhana is Na Karmana, Na Prajaya, Na Dhanena, Tyagena ekena amrutattvam anashuhu. Amrutattvam, the immortality, supreme realization, cannot be achieved by anything else other than Tyaga only. Thus, Gita is nothing but Tyaga. This was what Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, as usual in his unimitable and simple style, tells the greatest of truths for us. Again, when we went to when we see how Gita has influenced various other people, we also try to see how Gita Mata has influenced Sri Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi, again, people asked him, how are you able to bear the onslaught of these British? How are you able to bear all these criticism, the comments made by various people? How are you able to stay very strong in this Satya and Ahimsa, the two basic tenets of Hindu Dharma? So, Gandhiji just had to say this. I find the solace in Bhagavad Gita that I miss even in the Sermon on the Mount. When disappointment stares me in the face and all alone I see not a ray of light, I go back to the Bhagavad Gita. I just open Srimad Bhagavad Gita, open a page, and I find a verse here and a verse there, and I immediately begin to smile in the midst of overwhelming tragedies. And my life has been full of external tragedies, and if they have left no visible or indelible scar on me, I owe it all to the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. He goes on to say that Bhagavad Gita is more than anything, she is my mother. When I am in difficulty or distress, I seek refuge in her. Similarly, we see that Albert Einstein has clearly mentioned that everything else other than Srimad Bhagavad Gita is superfluous in this world. Annie Besant describes her as a rare and priceless treasure. Sri Aurobindo says that Srimad Bhagavad Gita is a chief national heritage which all of us must protect very much. We all know about the incident wherein one of our Indian friends went into the Harvard libraries, and when he was trying to search for a book, a foreign professor did come through, and he was asking him, where are you from? When he said he's from India, he asked him, okay, then please recite one shloka of Bhagavad Gita. And when our Indian friend was not in a position to do so, the foreign friend felt that being you are like a person who has so much of treasure but does not know the value of the treasure, and our friend felt very ashamed. Then he did come back and he learned the Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, we have so many people who have experienced this Bhagavad Gita, and thus their experiences also proves to us that Gita is the most impending grantha of the day, and by Gita, by embracing Gita Mata, we would be able to achieve anything and everything in this world. Thus, we also, let us come to the next slide, wherein we are seeing that Gita Mata has she is no doubt a spiritual grantha, a philosopher's guide, a psychological advisor, a moral value book. But some people did ask that, is Gita relevant for the modern management today? Does it have any relevance in the corporate world and what we are trying to achieve through management theories today? And to do that, to answer their queries, what we did was we just took one of the greatest books of the modern times, the management book by Stephen Covey, named The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. A great book which very clearly explains 7 habits by following which a man does become highly effective. Again, we tried comparing these 7 habits with few shlokas, with few shloka padas in Bhagavad Gita. And what we found that a few words or a few phrases in Bhagavad Gita itself goes way beyond these 7 habits. So, of course, 7 habits do help us very much, but Gita Mata is quite way beyond that. For example, what we would do is we will actually go through these in detail when we go to the respective chapters and try to link this to the 7 habits. Again, if you see the 7 habit book, after that there has been a great 8th habit which has been released by Stephen Covey, which says effectiveness to greatness. Probably we may have a 9th habit and a 10th habit which says from greatness to the ultimate goal or something. But then Gita Mata does not require any sequel actually. She is omnipresent, omnipotent. She is powerful and she is time tested. She is applicable to all situations, to all people, to all times, to all generations. And thus Gita Mata is purely universal and global. Now let us come to some introduction. As we try to analyze, we have tried to answer the question, why Bhagavad Gita and why Srimad Bhagavad Gita now at this juncture of time? We have tried to answer it a little bit, but as we experience further through the journey, we'll be able to feel all of this by ourselves. The next question would be, what is Gita actually? To put it in a very simple way, chapters 25 to 42 of the Bhishma Parva of Sri Mahabharata is the Gita chapters. It's a poetical form of dialogue between Sri Krishna and Sri Arjuna, and the probable date, though we don't need a date for it, but still the probable date is around 3000 to 1000 BC, with various scholars giving various dates for it. However, we do know that it's beyond 3000 BC. The number of chapters which are there are 18, and the number of shlokas are 700. Again, 700 is an interesting number for the Purusharatha Siddhis. Devi Saptashati is one of the granthas, which again is a very divine book, which gives us 700 shlokas on Devi Mahatmyam, which also gives us all the Purusharatha Siddhi for the Iha Loka, for this world. And again, through Upasana, of course, we will be able to get benefits in Paraloka also. But Srimad Bhagavad Gita, again, the 700 shlokas, gives us immense benefits both in this world and in the other world where we are destined to go to. Again, various famous commentaries are there, and the fact that these great souls have given commentaries on Srimad Bhagavad Gita itself gives us the greatness of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and why we should again be embracing her immediately at this juncture of time. Shankaracharya's commentary, the Advaita Para commentary Bhashya, which is there, Vishishtadvaita Parabhashyamapi Asti Srimad Ramanujacharyasya, Madhvacharyasya, Nimbarkasya, Vallabhasya, Sridhara Vyakhyana is also there for Srimad Bhagavad Gita. As the saying goes, Vyaso Vetti Shuko Vetti Anyakopi Vetti Navetti Va, Param Shridhara Sakalam Veti Shrindra Simha Prasadatah. So Shridhariya Vyakhyana again goes to the depth of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita and analyzes and tries to help us understand the real heart of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Again, Madhusudana Saraswati Vyakhyana is quite a famous one. Neelakantha Vyakhyana, Raghavendra Vyakhyana, and in the modern times we have Jnaneshwari, which is the Vyakhyana written by Sri Jnaneshwara, Santa Jnaneshwara of Marathi folklore. We have commentaries written by Sri Radha Krishnan, Sri Mahatma Gandhi, Sri Aurobindo, and many other people have experienced Srimad Bhagavad Gita and embraced her. So let us also try to embrace her. And of course, it is one of the most ancient and highly translated work in this world. And for the followers of Sanatana Dharma, Hinduism, she is the holy book, and it is our mandatory duty to do an adhyayanam of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and follow her. Thus, she is an ever-guarding angel and an affectionate mother for us. Now, after having understood what is Bhagavad Gita and why Bhagavad Gita, let us also try to understand the Anubandha Chatushtayam for Gita Mata. Any grantha, Shastra grantha, which we study, we need to understand the four-part analysis before entering into the grantha, which is what is the subject involved, why is the grantha being studied, who are the target people for this grantha, and how is the relationship between the author of the grantha, the reader of the grantha, and the vishaya subject which is being there. So the Anubandha Chatushtayam Yadasti Vishayaha Prayojanam Adhikari Sambandascha Tadvayam Idanim Pashyamah. Gitayaha Vishayastu Ativa Saralamasti Samasta Vedartha Sara Sangraha. Tatrapi Yadi Vayam Agre Pashyamaschete Gitayaha Vishayastu Veda Pratipadya Pravritti Dharmaha Nivritti Dharmascha. So what is the subject which is being told in Srimad Bhagavad Gita? It is the essence of all the Vedas, and by the adhyayanam of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, we get the knowledge of Pravritti Dharma, which is the Karma Kanda, and Nivritti Dharma, which is the Vedanta Bhaga, which is the Jnana Yoga of the Hindu Dharma. So first we would probably understand what is Karma, why we have to do Karma, why we can never escape from doing Karma, and by doing Karma, slowly how we get the bhakti, the devotion towards the Karma, and later on how we will be able to liberate ourselves from the Karma and go out to realize the Parabrahman. So that is how the methodology of the Gita Vishaya subject is being presented for us. The next part is the Prayojanam or the utility, which we have kind of dealt in detail as of now, but again if we just have to summarize it, the Pradhana Prayojanam Tu Param Nishreyasam, that is realizing the eternal Brahman. Param Nishreyasam, that is the Pradhana Prayojana. Of course, that is the final Prayojanam of it, but while we are studying itself, we get lot of Avantara Prayojanani, the interim benefits, the Purushartha Siddhis, the moral qualities. Like as we keep on doing the Adhyayanam of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, we do get the Dharma Jnanam, the Artha Jnanam, the Kama Jnanam, and the Moksha Jnanam also. And through this, while getting this, again within the interim of this, we do learn to control our mind. Chanchalam hi manah Krishna was the question Arjuna asked, and Krishna replied, Abhyasena tu Kaunteya Vairagyena cha Grihyate. Surely by practice and renunciation, we can try to control our mind. Once we start controlling our mind, then everything is possible. There is nothing called impossible. We see that we do see lot of yogis and rishis doing lot of achievements, siddhis, through the control of mind. Again, the control of mind or the other various qualities, shama, dama, tapa, satya, ahimsa, asteya, all these are only interim qualities or siddhis what we have to achieve, with the Param Nishresam being the ultimate one. So all these also come avantara prayojananyapi santi. Then finally, when we see the itara prayojanani, the other incidental basic prayojanas which automatically comes to us without even we realizing, is the worldly benefits, what we need, sukha shanti in life, achievement of good studies, the worldly benefits, whatever we pray for, by adhyanam of, by reciting Bhagavad Gita, the worldly benefits are also really achievable. As we go through the various adhyayas, we have a grantha written as Gita Amrita Mahima, written by our mata, our guru, Srimati Anant Lakshmi Maha, by her. We would see that how reciting of each chapter of Bhagavad Gita gives us so many worldly benefits also. Again, it is only an incidental benefit and it is not the final benefit. So prayojanam asmabhih drishtamidanim agre adhikari krite gachhamaschet. Again, in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita itself, Shri Krishna himself gives the adhikari janaha, shlokas 68 to 71, I suppose, gives us, it starts with actually an exception clause. The whole world can benefit out of this grantha except for these people. Idam te na tapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachana na cha ashrushave vachyam na cha mam yobhyasuyati. So this grantha can be given or savored by any person who is interested in the aforesaid benefits, whatever we said before, interested in salvation, a mumukshu, yathokta prayojana kankshi, a tapaskaha, a bhaktaha, a shushrushuhu, one who is penance minded, one who is devoted, a very serving and humble student, would always be the right adhikari for this grantha, irrespective of any varna and ashrama. There is no varnashrama dharma for this grantha. Any person, any gender, any caste, any creed, anybody can savor this Srimad Bhagavad Gita and benefit immensely themselves. The next thing, sambandha, the relationship, if we see. Sambandha again, pratipadaka Shri Krishna Parabrahmanaha, pratipadya Vaidika Dharmayoho, nirantara sambandha eva. There is an eternal relationship between the author, the pratipadaka Shri Krishna, who is the Parabrahman, who is the Paramatma, and then the Vishaya, again, what is being told is about the Parabrahman, and the person to whom, which is being targeted to, the Jivatma, is again an Atma who will finally be merged with the Paramatma. So the eternal relationship between these, the Vishaya, the Pratipadaka, Pratipadya, and the target audience, whatever we see here, is eternal, and it is the only eternal relationship in this world which can never be broken. So as the Upanishads again say, Anando Brahmeti Vyajanat Anandadhyevakal Vimani Bhutani Jayante Anande Najatani Jivanti Anandam Prayantyabhisam Vishanti. So we have come from, we have originated from Ananda, we stay in Ananda, and we go towards Ananda itself, the supreme bliss itself. Now, coming to the introduction to Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as to how do we actually go about studying this Gita Mata, we do have a paucity of time. We'll try to just see the overall methodology of how Srimad Bhagavad Gita can be studied, and then over the next few classes, over the next few journeys, let us try to elaborate this further. Though modern commentators, Adhyatana Bhashyakara, Srimad Bhagavad Gitaam Tridha Vibhajyante, Prathamam Tavat Karmakandam, Madhye Tavat Jnanakandam, Antime Tavat Bhaktikandam iti, but then the traditional Bhashyakaras, Prachina Bhashyakara, Tatra Karmakandam, Upasana Kandam, Jnanakandam iti, vibhajyante, taihi vibhajyate. So we, let us also try to follow the same route, wherein the first 6 chapters, tatratu prathame kande karma tatyaga vartmana, that is the first 6 chapters help us to know what is the karma kanda, and how we should be getting fully involved in the karma nishtha, how we should get into the nishtha of karma kanda, that is the first 6 chapters. The 7th to 12th chapter tells us about Brahma Lakshanam, the Parabrahma Swarupam, and how we should do an upasana of the Parabrahma, how we should start seeing the Parabrahman in everything, the Vibhuti Yoga, indirectly tells us God lives everywhere. It's a very simple concept told in a very detailed chapter. How the vibhutis of the Bhagavan is there spread everywhere, and then finally how we can see the Vishwarupa Darshanam in the 11th chapter, and finally achieve real devotion in the Bhakti Yoga of the 12th chapter. Going to the third part, the 13th to the 18th, Tritiyetu Tayor Aikyam, how we are able to take the Karma Kanda, do the Karma with utmost devotion as an Upasana itself, and then while doing that, how we can also try to know the Kshara Akshara Vilakshanam, and how we will be able to release ourselves from the fruits of the Karma, and then try to achieve the Parabrahman. This is what is told in the third part of the Bhagavad Gita. This is the main skeletal or the framework how we would go about studying Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And again, we'll try to end this with a very simple anecdote on how to study Srimad Bhagavad Gita. One of our friend went to Swamiji and asked him, how do you think I should be reading the Bhagavad Gita? The Swamiji had a very simple methodology to for us to implement. Take one shloka at a time. Read that shloka. Remember that shloka. Start contemplating on each word, each letter of that shloka. Try to understand why that shloka had been sent, spoken by Krishna. Why that shloka had been asked by Arjuna. Start meditating on that shloka. Automatically what will happen is the shloka will become aware to you. She will start appearing herself to you. And that is when you can actually take her really by the heart. So we will start with by-hearting the shlokas, with chanting the shlokas and by-hearting it. And finally we will end up taking the shloka by the heart itself. So let us also try to follow the same thing. We'll try to take each shloka by as much, try to spend as much as time possible. We'll try to understand the meaning of the shlokas also. Through that we'll also try to sharpen our Sanskrita Vyakarana Jnanam also. We'll see the each of the words, what is the Sanskrit grammatical peculiarities of the word also, and try to know the meaning. So we'll try to do an Ubhaya Sadhana of understanding and knowing Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and also sharpening our basic knowledge of Sanskrit also. So let us go together in this journey, and let us try to make ourselves, our life worthful of having taken this birth, and let us try to make our friends and family and the world also to be a great place to live in. Guru Reva Gatihi Guru Meva Bhaje Guru Naiva Sahasmi Namo Gurave Naguro Paramam Shishurasmi Guru Ho Matirasti Gurau Mama Pahi Guru Guru Reva Gatihi Guru Meva Bhaje Guru Naiva Sahasmi Namo Gurave Nagurov Paramam Shishurasmi Guru Ho Matirasti Gurau Mama Pahi Guru Yatra Yogeshwara Krishno Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara Tatra Shrir Vijayo Bhutir Dhravani Tirmatir Mama. Ram 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 to everybody. Let us meet again in the next class on Tuesday, which I think is November 15th, 16th, 15th only. So let us meet on November 15th, Tuesday morning, same time at 6 o'clock. Till then, let us enjoy Srimad Bhagavad Gita's bliss. Ram Ram Ram, Dhanyavadaha.